Step 1. The first step in getting a grip on your angry reactions, and without which you might as well switch off this CD now, is make the decision to take control of the way you react. Make the decision to stop loss of control screwing up your life, relationships, and self-esteem. Until you become determined to change the autopilot way you react when angry, frustrated, or hurt, you are stuck as you are. Determination to change is fundamental to success in changing. It's also essential to get rid of two major false beliefs about anger you may have. Major false belief number one. My angry response happens so fast, I don't get a chance to control it. This is not true, because your body always gives you a last-minute warning when you're on the edge of losing it. You have just not been noticing the warning, or if you have, you haven't known how to use it. It's absolutely vital to your success on this program that you learn to notice what your body's telling you, that you learn to notice the warning your body gives you in the last few seconds before you react angrily. The last-minute warning varies from person to person. Here are some of the examples of last-minute warnings experienced by my clients. Heart rate increases. Tension in neck, shoulders, or arms. An anxious feeling in the stomach. Clenched hands or sweaty, trembling hands. Itchy head. Deeper breathing. Teeth gritting. If you're not sure about your last-minute warning, ask your family what they notice about you when you start to get wound up. One of my clients did this and discovered that he always used to rub his head just before the explosion. Been doing it for years and never noticed. What's your last-minute warning? False belief number two. People and things cause my angry responses. This is not true. Of course, the things people do and things that happen can give rise to angry feelings, can make you angry. But no one has a magic wand that can make you react in an angry way. It's inevitable that sometimes you'll feel angry, but how you react is always up to you. You need to take responsibility for the way you react. Don't blame loss of control on others until you take responsibility for how you react. You're stuck. Now time to think again. What is your last-minute warning?